So now that the Academy Awards are over, I can proudly proclaim that I've actually seen the Best Picture. Usually I'm way behind the curve. But I have a little confession to make, and that's that well before I saw Oppenheimer, I saw Barbie. And it's interesting how I came to see Barbie. I have a family, they're friends of mine, they have two young daughters, and they couldn't wait to see this movie till it came out. Now, this was before we knew a little more about the film, and everyone was kind of expecting it'd be the next Frozen or something like that. And they could not wait. We had advance tickets, and so I went along with them, and of course, at the same theater that weekend, Oppenheimer was opening. Now, Oppenheimer is kind of like Barbie for physicists, right? All the heroes, Enrico Fermi, Edward Teller, they're all in there. But I went to see Barbie, and I have to admit, my eyes were open. And to be brutally honest, I found Oppenheimer a little preachy and ponderous at times. But this isn't a Barbie homily, so don't worry. But why was I there? I was there because in this family that I loved and they loved me, there were two members who would have given anything to be there. They would have stayed up all night in line to be there. They could not wait to get in. And their older brother may have been slightly less inclined, but he was a member of that family, and so he was there. And the parents, because they love these little girls and certainly love their brother as well, they went. Mattered to them that they would be there with their daughters. And I was there because long before the kids came along, I knew this couple. I'd been blessed to celebrate their marriage, and I wanted to be there with them, even if Barbie at that time wasn't at the top of my list. And as I said, there was a lot in that film. I've sort of become a Greta Gerwig fan since then. But that's neither here nor there. So why are you here today? You didn't get advance tickets, but why are you here? And for some of you, this is your home. You come here every Sunday. You politely gave up your seat probably today. And you wouldn't think of being anywhere else but here today. And others of you are here because you're visiting and you've made maybe a little sacrifice to not be at your home parish on this day, but it is a Sunday, so there's nowhere else you'd rather be. It's certainly Easter, and that's a joyful occasion. And maybe that's why you're here. And maybe for others who are here, you were brought here. Little children carried in arms, others packed into the car. And maybe others were brought here because someone they love is here. Someone they love would rather not be anywhere else. Someone they care about, and maybe this isn't a decision they would have made on their own, but they're here because someone they love is here. And what I want to say is that every single one of those is a wonderfully valid reason for being here. We all long to belong, if I can put it that way. We long to be a part of something larger than ourselves. And ultimately, we long to be in authentic and loving relationships. That's why we do things that maybe we wouldn't otherwise do. But the beauty is, when we belong, we discover things sometimes that we never thought we'd see otherwise. Belonging is an inherently creative process. So why were Mary Magdalene, Peter, and I'll assume John, at the tomb that morning? Well, it started with the fact that Mary Magdalene wouldn't have rather been anywhere else. And she didn't know it was Easter morning. She didn't come early so she could get the ham in the oven. She was there to see the corpse of her dear friend. She was there, and there's nowhere else she would have rather been that morning, to simply do what she could to show love for her friend that she assumed she would never see again. But she had to be there. When others would have said, well, why bother? Why get up early? Why go there? Someone else will take care of it. You're never going to have anything that lasts. Yeah, maybe we'll come next year as commemoration, but why go today? And she went because she couldn't imagine being anywhere else. And then she shows up, and that creative moment, but a heartbreaking moment. Where's the body? It's gone. This was an era of grave robbers. They took him. And she couldn't imagine going anywhere else but to the people she loved, because it mattered to her that they knew. They didn't go that morning with her, but once they thought, my gosh, someone took the body, then maybe they leapt into leadership mode. We'll take care of this, Mary. We'll find out where that body is. We'll get him back. At least we can solve that problem. We can't heal our breaking hearts. We can't heal the disappointment that maybe we had wasted the last 3 years of our lives, because it all came down to this. But there's nowhere they would rather have been once Mary said, there's a problem here, and I just want to share that moment with you, even if it's heartbreaking. And so they go, and that's why they were there. To belong means to discover something you never knew you'd see before. You go with expectations. Maybe they're great expectations. Maybe they're not so great expectations. Maybe they're just let me get through this till it's over expectations. But when we show up, it's extraordinary what can happen. And what this particular morning is all about is to expose the lie. If there's anything in our own hearts that says, yeah, okay, Easter's great, the flowers are great, the music is amazing, the musicians are off the charts, it's so beautiful to see a full church, but when I go back home, I've still got this thing. Jesus Christ is risen today, but he didn't give me my job back. He didn't heal that broken relationship. Allah, Allah, Alleluia. But I've still got this thing that is so heavy on my heart. And to belong means to not be alone. And I don't know what it would look like. I can't tell you. Only you can answer that question. But here you are surrounded by, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of new friends who are only here for one reason. They came here because of someone they love. And maybe they love is the one who's out of the tomb. Maybe they love is the one who wanted to be with the one who's out of the tomb. Maybe they simply love the fact that this is one time when the family gets together. But what I'm saying is the love that's there is not a consolation prize. And it really can speak to those broken, unhealed things in our hearts that say, why bother? Why do we go through all of this? Yeah, good for them 2,000 years ago. But you'll never know it unless you put it to the test. And so all that I invite us to do as a spiritual exercise is to put it to the test. Enjoy this day. Enjoy the basketball games. Enjoy the ham. Enjoy the Easter egg hunt. But maybe at one moment today, share with somebody you love. Maybe it's the person who brought you here. Share with them something in your heart that maybe needs healing, that maybe feels like it's still very much in the grayness of Lent. Our lives don't follow the liturgical calendar. There's no such thing as forced healing. Breathing the lilies is not going to solve magically what we struggle with. But the love we share really can, even if we can't externally change the world. So maybe find some time today. Just pull that friend. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's your child. Maybe it's your parent. Just pull them aside and say, hey, can we just talk for a little bit? That's not a downer. That's not raining on an Easter parade. That's the reason that the one person who would rather not be anywhere else this morning came this morning. And if you're here because you love them, that's the gift for them to share with you. To belong means to discover. To belong means to know something creative. To belong means to know the love of the ones to whom you belong. Yes, that's true today, but it's only true today if it's true tonight and next week and 2 months from now.